USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is suggesting that former President Trump doesn't need to receive intelligence briefings, which is a tradition that normally goes to former presidents. Biden told CBS that he believes former President Trump doesn't deserve any special access to that type of intelligence.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all?
The northeastern U.S. is now battling yet another snowstorm in a week as intense snowfall in western New York is forcing delays in coronavirus vaccinations. After a historic snowfall of more than 17 inches last Tuesday, New York City is now expecting another 7 inches of snow. The snowstorm in the Northeast is predicted as a polar vortex. That means bone-chilling cold across the plains and Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial over allegations he incited an insurrection at the Capitol is set to start on Tuesday. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it's unlikely he'll get convicted.
The fact of the matter is we can see that Donald Trump remains popular and that Republicans simply don't want to cross him because they don't want to be primaried if they're coming up in 2 years for reelection, and they don't want him raising money against them.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted overwhelmingly to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Trump. 66 members out of the 74 in the state GOP Central Committee approved the censure, accusing Cheney of voting to impeach Trump without a, quote, formal hearing or due process. In a statement, Cheney said she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Supreme Court has ordered California to allow indoor church services despite restrictions of such services in counties with widespread COVID-19. At issue was California's blueprint for a safer economy, which ordered indoor worship services discontinued in counties with the widespread purple tier 1. The state had permitted outdoor church services to continue. The only man to take the heavyweight championship away from Muhammad Ali has passed away. With details, here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
They knew! Leon Spinks has won it! Leon Spinks has won the heavyweight championship of the world!
Incredible.
Leon Spinks died Friday after a battle with prostate cancer. Spinks began his career as an amateur boxing standout, winning 3 straight AAU national championships at light heavyweight, and capturing silver at the 1975 Pan American Games and gold at the 1976 Olympic Games. He made history on February 15, 1978, pulling off one of boxing's biggest upsets to take the undisputed heavyweight championship from Muhammad Ali in a 15-round split decision. Spinks was the only man to defeat Ali for a title in the ring. He'd lose the title back to Ali later that year and finished his professional career with a 26-17-3 record. He was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017. Leon Spinks was 67. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.